Let's do something different this morning. We shall open today's scriptures together with a visualization exercise. Some Christians refer to this spiritual practice as praying with scriptures. Using your imagination is the key to this way of praying. I first came across the practice through taking retreats with the Jesuits. St. Ignatius of Loyola, founder of the Jesuits, was convinced that God can speak to us as surely through our imagination as through our thoughts and memories. In the Ignatian traditions, praying with imagination is called contemplation. Through the act of contemplation, the Holy Spirit makes present a mystery of Jesus' lives in a way that is meaningful for you now, not just in the past. You are invited to use your imaginations to dig deeper into the story so that God may communicate with you in a personal, even evocative way. Don't worry if your imagination is running too wild. God, the Holy Spirit, will help you to stay present in the scene. If you are new to this way of praying, in the spirit of generosity, pray as you are able. Don't try to force it. Rest assured that God will speak to you in new ways or in familiar ways. So shall we try? We begin by sitting comfortably, which I hope you are, feeling your body supported by the chair and your feet firmly planted to the ground, just as a tree is firmly rooted in the ground. Most people find closing their eyes helpful for these kinds of visualization exercises. If you feel comfortable closing your eyes, if you are not feeling comfortable closing your eyes, try to pick an object around the church to focus your attention. Be it part of the stained glass windows, the cross, or a blank wall. You may close your eyes now. Imagine yourself being on a lifeless, parched, dry landscape, a desert-like wilderness. Use your imagination to feel the heat, standing there with the scorching sun shining mercilessly on your face. Are you feeling the heat yet? How is your body reacting to the heat? What is the heat doing to your mind and your spirit? Try to look around you. There is no sign of life in this place. Listen to the sounds on this parched land. What do you hear? What is it saying to you? Or can you hear anything at all? Have you been here before? Does this place remind you of some place you visited or saw in a movie or a magazine before? What has led you to this place? How did you find yourself in this deserted place? Are you by yourself? Or look around, are there others? You are sweating profusely now. Are you thirsty too? And then you notice there is a long, small shrub from a distance. Let's go and take a look at the shrub. After all, it is all that is here in this lifeless place. You are just a few feet away from this shrub now. What does it look like? How is it surviving alone in this harsh climate? Is there any sign of life left in this shrub? Have you seen this kind of a shrub before? If yes, where? Looking at this lifeless shrub, how does it make you feel? Does it invoke any memories of your past? If yes, what were they? Were they happy memories or sad ones? Or neither happy or sad? Do you want to leave this place? And if yes, where else would you rather be? Now, out of nowhere, you heard a loud voice calling out in the wilderness. A voice cried out, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of Yahweh. Make straight in the desert a highway for God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The even ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Come, follow me." You turn towards the directions of this voice and start walking. Or are you running because anywhere will be better than this place? Feel your heartbeat and your breath. And almost miraculously, you found yourself now transported to a place by a lively creek. You look. There is this tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. You decide to sit down by the tree to catch your breath from the journey. Feel yourself sitting down on the soft, mossy ground. Feel yourself leaning on the trunk of this tree. What kind of a tree is it? How tall is it and how dense is its canopy? Is it a fruit-bearing tree? If yes, what kind of fruit does it bear? Are they ready to be picked? You reach out and pick a ripe one. Sinking your teeth into the piece of fruit, how does it taste? Is it sweet or tart? Now put your hand on the trunk and feel its strength. And look at its huge roots. It's the kind that can trip someone over easily because of their size. Following the roots to the stream right by it. Don't you want to drink from the creek too, considering how thirsty you are by now? Taking a drink from it using your hand, how does the water taste like? Good? Sweet? Or not? Or are you hesitating to drink from it? And why are you hesitating to drink from the source that nourishes all lives? Looking at the creek, do you notice anything lively in the stream? What are they? What do they tell you about this place? Listen to the sound of the stream. And what else do you hear? Do you hear any bird songs? What are the birds saying to you? Finally, let's sit back and rest for a while, leaning on the strength of the tree. Allow yourself to take a rest under the shade by the quiet waters. And if you feel so moved, offer now your gratitude to what God the Holy Spirit has revealed to you throughout this experience as you open your eyes and return to this present moment. Friends, scriptures we listen to today present to us two ways of life. Two ways of living. One to come and put all your trust in God. Godly and righteous language simply means trust in God. The other way of living is to rest in human powers, especially to trust in the power of empires, of human leaders, both Jeremiah and the psalmist talks about these two ways and where people will end up following these two ways. I don't know how God the Holy Spirit speaks to you as you visualize yourself being in the parched lands where there is hardly any life and sustenance, and being resting right by the tree, by the streams of waters, reaching out to the source of nourishment always. Jesus, in his versions of blessings and woes in the Gospel of Luke, speak of also of the two ways. That despite following his path may lead to poverty, hunger, rejection, and even persecutions. Jesus jumped into the voices and weaknesses of Jeremiah and the psalmist and firmly believed that this is a way where we will find ourselves planted by this tree, fed by the stream of God's living water. So today's invitation is for us to make a decision. Where in this place do we want to plant our life? It is a decision for us to make daily. Where do we decide to plant our life? Which do we decide to be the shrub in the parched lands or the tree by the streams of waters? May God guide you in your daily wrestling of these questions. And may we be assured by Jesus promised of a risen and resurrected life planted firmly in the nourishment of God, in an economy of abundance where all will have enough. Amen.